This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We have a very important topic today regarding Hafaras Hataras Nedarim. And the Mishnah said three statements. Nara Hamurasa, her father, and the husband annul her vows. The Mishnah then said if the father does it without the husband does it without the father, it's nothing. And then the Mishnah says, and it goes without saying, if one of them was Mekayim it, it's ineffective. If one of them is Mekayim it, the vow cannot be annulled. So regarding that last statement, the Gemara has a very simple question. If you need both of them to be made for it, obviously if one of them is Mekayim it, the vow is not annulled. If you need both of them to actively annul it, obviously if one of them not only doesn't annul it, but is Mekayim it, obviously the vow stands. The Gemara says, Lamali Lamisna, Hashta Yeshlemer Hafer Zebelai Zebelai Klum Kim Echamehem Lamali. To which the Gemara says, Ki Itzrich Le Lamisni Kagain, Da Hafer Echad Mehen, Vikiyem Echad. One of them was Mefer, one of them was Mekayim, and the one that was Mekayim it then went to a Chacham to be Shoyal on his affirmation. I would have thought what he established, he's uprooting. Kamash Milan, we learn out that they are both Mefer, they need to be Mefer together. So it's a very important Ran over here, which we did not read inside when we were learning it, because it's not one of the Rans that are Mamish Noigea Lipshat. But the Ran brings the question of the Rashba. The Ran Devei Hamaschal, Kamash Malan, Da'ad Mefirin Shnei Bevasachas, Kaloimar, Shalayafsik Bein Echad L'Chaveroi, Davar Shuma Akiv Hafara. There can't be any interposition between one hafar and the other, something that prevents the annulment. Kugain hakama. For example, an affirmation. Dahai, kugain hakama dahai. The kivan dahi shait alav bar hafarahu. Since at that moment, he's not capable of being mefer, meaning the second guy, when he makes an affirmation, when he does a hakama, he can't be made for it. So then, afilu ha-chafara kamaisa de'idach batlala. He's mevatel the hafar of the first guy. And v'tzarach shiyu mefirin achshav shneim bebasachas. Okay, that we explained when we learned the Gemara. A number of lines down. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 lines down in the medium lines in the Ran brings the question of the Rashba. V'hiksha harajbazal. Amai amrina dehafara kamaisa batla. Why do we say the first annulment was batal? Dehalabasar de'itchal al hakamasai. After the person is shoyal on his hakama, kivan dechacham oiker as haneder meikarai. Since a chacham is oiker neder from the beginning, since the halacha is that when you're made for a nether, it's annulled retroactively, so then it's like the first guy didn't do hakama at all, because it's not a parko ish makadesh. Hamakadesh is a isha, menashe in ole nadarim, v'nimtso ole nadarim, enu makadeshes. Doesn't the Gemara say in Masechta Kedushin, if you marry a woman on condition she doesn't have nadarim, if she has nadarim, she's not married. Halchal ifnei chacham, if she goes to chacham v'tira, harezu mekudeshes. Why? But at the time you married her, she had nadarim. The answer is you went to a chacham, and the chacham annulled it retroactively. D'chashvinan la ki'ilu lo'y haya la nadarim kal. It's considered like there were no nadarim on her at all, b'shas kedushin. Hachanami, her too. L'basar de'itchel, after you were materit, just like by Kedushin, when she's made for her Nadarim, it's like she never had Nadarim on her. So too, after this person is mefer his hakama, we should view it as if he was never makim to begin with. Meaning the Ran is proving from Masechta Kedushin that Hafara works retroactively. Because you marry the woman on condition she has no nedarim on her. But what do you mean? She did have nedarim on her. No, she was made for it. So that shows the Hafara works retroactively. So why don't we say the same thing regarding the Hakama of this guy? This guy did a Hakama, fine. But why don't we say that it was retroactively annulled? That's the Ran's Kasha, yeah? And the Ran gives an amazing answer. Ula didi lav koshi hiklal. In my opinion, the Rajba's question is not a question at all. Why? The kedushin mitoich shehu masa gamor kedushin. Since it's a straight out act, afagav dechos manchla yitira loychayli. Even though, as long as you're not mater the nedarim, it's not chal. But ki hitira, when you are mater, it aminon de iglay milsim de mei kar chayli. It shows that retroactively, it was chal to begin with. Aval hafara de chad mahane. Aval hafara de chad mehani. The hafara of one of these two people, koshala tvei ba'apei nafsha. Koshala tvei is very weak. Tebi'apei nafsha lav midihi. It's nothing on its own. Ela b'tzirufa de'idach. Only with the combination of the other guy. Va'afilu b'tzirufa de'idach. Even with the combination of the other guy. Loi mahani kozman she'enon ruin litzdarif. Even if they do combine, it doesn't help if they're not right to combine. Biyachad ukedetanya dahafar echad mehen umeis. That if one of them is mefer and he dies, butla la hafarasa. Hilkach kivan dahafara dechad. Let's say we learned if one of them is mefer and he dies, his hafara is batal. So since the hafara of one, even if the other guy is not mekayim, is weak. Afilu ki loy hekem chavrei kli shetuva, kal hecha de hekem, wherever he's mekim, kivan dahi shaita. Again, hilkach kivan dahafara dechad, afilu ki loy hekem chavrei kli shetuva. Since afar of one, even if the other guy is not mekim, it's very weak. Kal hecha de hekem, wherever he's mekem, kivin da he shaita loy chazya litzdarufe, since at that moment it was not fit to join, but la la lagamri, it's batal. Vikivin da loy chazya he shaita, since it was not fit then, loy chazya nami basar zimna, it's not fit later. The Ran says, by Kedushin, Kedushin is a full maisa. The only thing is, it can't be chal if you have any nadarim. So if you're made for it, it shows lemafreya, there were no nadarim. Igloi milsa demei karachayli. But the so kedushin is strong. It's just something's getting in the way. So if you're made for it, it shows nothing was in the way. But hafara of one is very weak, because the hafara of one doesn't work. Alone, it's nothing. You need the other one. Even with the combination of the other one, it has to be able to combine. If one of them is mefer and he dies, it's they can combine. The Ran seems to be saying, Kedushin is strong. Elamai, there's something getting in the way, namely you have Nadarim. Okay, we'll be oikaret. But Hafar is so weak. Even if somebody does have one guy does hafara, it's nothing. He has to join with the other guy. And even with the other guy, but if there's any blockage in between him and the other guy, it doesn't combine. Therefore, if one guy is mefer and he dies, and the other guy is mefer, it doesn't work. What's blocking? No, they have to come together. If they're not together, see, the way I understand the Ran is, Maisa Kedushin is strong. Elamai, there's something in the way. I'll push that impediment out of the way by being made for it. but the hafara of one is weak. It needs to join with the other guy. And even to combine with the other guy, it has to be able to combine with the other guy. If one guy is mefer and he dies, the other guy can't combine with him. That shows each one on their own is so flimsy that if anything at all gets in the way, even though it's not really an interposition, it's not really being mafsik, they can't combine because they're weak to begin with. Why if one of them dies, is the other guy's hafara nothing? The answer is it's because each one on their own is nothing, and it ruins their ability to combine. So too, if one of them is mekim, even if he's then meferet, that makes it that the two weak things are not able to join. That's how I understand the Ran. I don't have a problem with this Ran. I think it's understandable. I think what the Ran is saying is Kedushin is a strong Maisa. Elamai their Nadarim will push it out of the way. As opposed to Hafara. Hafara is a very weak kind of activity. And each one on their own is meaningless. They have to join up with the other guy. But if there's any problem at all in the glue between them, they don't join and they just dissipate on their own. So the same way death makes it that they can't join, a hakama and hafara make it that they can join. Reb Shimon Shkop doesn't like this. He says, if the way hafara works is it works retroactively, then it means there was never a hakama. So nothing ever got in the way between them. So what's the Ran saying? So I would have said, okay, at the time, originally something got in between them, even though later on it was removed retroactively, but the two things are so inherently weak. Hafara is so inherently weak that it doesn't stand on its own. A weak thing can't wait around even for a retroactive annulment. Ask the Rav Shimon Shkop, what do you mean? If it's annulled retroactively, so then there was never an impediment to begin with. So he has a very interesting take on this. Here we go, the Shari Yoshar. Actually, I didn't even own a Shari Yoshar. My son recently bought one. He wanted a Shari Yoshar, so I copied from his instead of getting it from Eitzra Chachma. The Reb Shimon Shkop has a chiddush, very interesting chiddush, that when we say Hafaras Nedarim works l'mafreya, it doesn't really work l'mafreya. It works l'mafreya mikan ul haba. It works retroactively from now. Let's see if we can make sense out of that. This is the Shari Yoshar, Shar Shvi'i, Perak Yirches, Ois Yodaled. V'alpi Devarai, says Rav Shimon Shkop, based on his approach to Hafaras Nadarim, Yesh Levayar Mashikosav Aram Ben Nadarim. He quotes the Gemara, he quotes the Rajva's question, he quotes the Ran's answer. He says, Udvarav Sesumin, the words of the Ran are unclear. Ma nafkamina bein maisa gamar la maisa kolish. What difference does it make between a strong act and a weak act? I would have said it makes a difference. A strong act could survive an impediment that's removed. A weak act, which is very weak on its own, and moreover, it needs to combine with something else, cannot survive an impediment that's removed. But the Shari Yoshar says, "V'alpi ma shebiyarnu yishavar dvarav ba'ifin murgashu muvan." Based on what we explained, we could explain this Ran in a very understandable and concretized way. Haynu d'v'mekadesh amanah shein olah nedarim. If you marry someone on condition they don't have nedarim, Kivan the Tanai Milsa Achritahu, since a Tanai is a extraneous thing, Veleka Chasarn Beikar Maisa Kedushin, there's no lack in the actual act of Kedushin. The act of Kedushin is not insufficient in any way. Verak Sibas Hanadarim Sha'alem Akvin Chalosa Kedushin. It's just the fact that they're Nadarim, it prevents the Kedushin from being Chal, Mishum Hachi, Kishahitira Haneder. when you're mat to the neder v'nekar l'mafreya and you're oikar it retroactively, kivan she'ikar neder batel, since the etzem neder is nullified, kamoy kein batla hamaniya, so the impediment is removed, v'ha'akava, and the hurdle is removed, l'chalois ha'kedushin l'mafreya, so that the kedushin can be chal retroactively. Avol b'hafaro shehifira shel echameyam kalish, but by annulment where the annulment of one of them is weak, v'im lo yia b'zeh siva shel starfas, and if they can't join, batla la lagamri, v'chozman shekiyem echad mehem, and if one of them is mekayimed loichazi let starfas, they're not able to join, v'chai gavna, in such a case, in sibas ha'akama ma'akeves es hafara shel echad, together chiyuvi. The affirmation doesn't cause and doesn't stop the hafara of one of them in a proactive way. Ela begeder shlili. It's just that it doesn't allow the first hafara to join, and therefore it has no viability. So for this, it's not going to help for retroactive annulment. Since you never had to begin with a valid hafara. A hafara on its own is meaningless. So since you never had something that had vitality to begin with, there's nothing to revive. You could only revive something that could stand on its own. But a hafara on its own can stand on its own. So now you want to say, let's bring it back to join with the second one. But one hafara has no mashmas, it has no significance, it's nothing. This is based on what Rav Shimon Shkub said earlier. He had the following idea, if I could read it to you, that when we say the hatara of a chacham is l'mafreya, it doesn't mean l'mafreya, it was never a nether at all. It's the chachamim have the koyach to be make chala on the nether, a nether batos. From here and on. From now on, it's a nether batos. But it doesn't mean it was never there to begin with. So he calls it l'mafreya mikan olahaba. And therefore, in that case, the original hafara, it's not like it could come back, because when it came into the world, it had no standing. Don't say, well, now it turns out there was never a hakama to begin with, okay? But when that original hafara was made, it had no value. It had nothing to join up with. And as such, it has no vitality, has no viability, because the hafara of one is meaningless. So it seems like if hafara on a hatara makes it that you mamish l'mafreya, that you never did the hakama to begin with, then it would be hard to understand the run. Rav Shimon Shkub says that's not quite how hafara works. It doesn't make it like the hakama never existed. It's just we treat it that your hakama was b'ta'os. Okay. But so that means that it still is an impediment for the original hafara to join because it had no standing on its own. Okay, friends, that's what I got on Daf Samach Zayin, Masechta Nedarim, based on the Ran and Rav Shimon Shkub. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.